I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is a Football Friday. Appreciation to Academy Sports and Outdoors for giving us the Football Friday, but also for making it possible for the fellas of the drive to be out at Talyer Brewing in Sugarland today. That's where they'll be broadcasting from 2 to 6, right next to where the Sugarland Space Cowboys play. I almost said Skeeters. My bad. go out and see them, folks. And if you did not get your painted Pendergast glass the first time around, well, this is another week where you got the painted Pendergast glasses. I like that. So get out to see the fellas.
You better copyright that. Sean going to take that one.
It's cool. He could have. It's his face. Yeah. Like, I would feel bad copywriting something about his face. It'd be really weird to do.
Hey, but business is business, man.
That's fair. That's why exactly. I'll never be a billionaire. Question of the day here on this Football Friday. What's the change of scenery that changed your life, work or otherwise? 713-572-4610 is the number of text. Because I actually think I disagree with the impetus of this question here, John Lopez. Of course I would. Why would I not?
You would.
It's a little too boring if I agree with it. But Michael McCorkle Jones, as I like to call him.
Man, you got to put some respect on that guy's name.
That is not disrespectful.
Just call him Mike Jones.
See, now, that's not who he is. That's something else.
That's his real name.
See, if I wanted to be disrespectful, I'd say, why was he out here looking like Two-Face in that two-toned suit? That's what I would say.
That was wild.
That's what I would say.
You either
if I was
have to play
to
like an absolute stud or fall flat on your face when you walk into the stadium with that thing.
wild behavior there. But, I mean, you do what you want when you're popping is a philosophy that I believe in. And if nothing else, last night, he was just a gritty performance for him, getting out there, thugging it out, dealing with an injury in that knee that he already had a brace in, dealing with cramps on top of that, and making plays in an adverse situation. And so it seems like, I guess you believe him to have been, to be kind of like a different level of guy in this system as opposed to where he was in New England and Jacksonville.
100%. Going from New England and Jacksonville to Shanahan and San Francisco completely changed his life. He was maybe one bad Brown start or Panthers start, if that's where he wound up from. All right, well, he ain't got it. He's going to end up out of the league. Now, he's going to be in this league 10, 12 years and be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Just imagine if Shanahan drafted him instead of Trey Lance.
We might not have heard of Purdy. We might not have heard of Brock Purdy.
I mean, I feel like this is a shame.
Wild?
But also,
isn't that crazy?
Also, haven't we seen Nick Mullins do this too?
But I'm saying it changed his life.
Yeah, but if
it changed Nick Mullins' life?
No, changed.
But that's what I'm saying. We've seen Nick Mullins do this.
But what I'm saying
is, we've seen CJ Beathard do this.
But if he would have got drafted instead of Trey Lance, if they went with Matt Jones instead of Trey Lance, Matt Jones would have been probably their franchise quarterback.
Millions he's going to make off of this.
I'm not willing to assume that this happens.
And I don't care.
Hey, you said the same thing about Sam Darnold.
That's right.
That is fair. I will accept that you are right in that regard, that I did say the same thing about him.
All right, so
sometimes
what?
But regardless. Sometimes you got to go elsewhere to succeed.
So, okay, that's perfect.
We
know your change of scenery, but you got to think of something else. Because we know you, Figgy, coming from Cleveland, completely changed your life. I'm interested in Reggie's. I'm interested, and it might be a relationship one too, not just a work one. But I've got so many. Obviously, you know, I've been around a while and lived, you know, 41 years now in this industry. But two changes of scenery changed my life. The first one was 1989. The year was 1989,
mm-hmm.
And I got
1 year old.
And I got two job offers after working covering the NBA in San Antonio. One was to the Miami Herald to be their features writer, and one was to the Houston Chronicle to be their Olympics and college football writer. And ultimately, I was a columnist, and I was this close to going to Miami. I mean, like this close to going to Miami because the job offer and the money was slightly more.
I remember you telling us that one time.
Yeah, and so ultimately, I said, "We got a 2 year old." Actually, it was one at the time. We have a one-year-old, and grandma and grandpa were still around. They probably want to see him. I made it just for that reason, so it was kind of dumb luck. The other one was strategically a huge risk, but that got me to Houston in 1980. Well, I started January 1st, 1990. But anyway, the other one was in 2005. This internet thing was really starting to take off, and the Houston Chronicle said, because it was Texas versus USC in the national championship game.
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, we had all kinds of people covering this. And they said, hey, Lopez, why don't you do a live, they called it a live blog, a live blog. So what I was doing on my computer as I'm watching the game is making comments and asking questions. And listeners, keep in mind, this wasn't like instantaneous.
Sure.
I would post something. Wait a few minutes, and you would get all these responses and questions. Remember how it first started?
Of course.
Was just questions and answers mm-hmm. on blog. And all of a sudden, I'm in the fourth quarter, and I got 700 and something comments and questions, and it kind of opened my eyes. I'm like, oh, boy, this is the future. This is the future right here. A year and a half later, I was doing radio semi-full-time up the street. And they asked
what
me.
What station?
I forget.
Nah.
Messy. They came up to me one day and said, we want you to do radio full time. We think you can do this. And I had a really good job. I was the lead columnist at the Chronicle. Like the lead columnist. Me and a couple of other guys were the guys. And making good money. I took like $40,000 or $50,000 pay cut. To go ahead and commit.
Man, you is wilding.
I was wilding.
Man. Must be nice. And now you're rich. Look at that.
To go ahead and commit to doing radio full time. Because I knew it. I knew newspapers were going to maybe not die, and they haven't, but
you're saying something else bigger.
Yes. 100%.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
A number of things coming in on the text line from the 281. Went to law school when they were 33. Been doing it for 33 years. That's incredible.
Yeah.
My mom is a similar story. Salute. She decided to become a nurse and then ultimately a nurse practitioner later on. Probably in her 30s as well. And mm-hmm. I mean, she's been doing it for
like the old man
well.
In the LSU band.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, chase your dreams.
Yeah.
From the 832, Houston to Colorado Mountains, met his wife. Earned a level 3 wine sommelier certification. You know, less heat, humidity, all traffic, all that. Yeah, no, that sounds like you're definitely getting rid of some things that can make your
How
life
about you?
A little frustrating. I'm a little bit similar to the 281. They transferred from Grambling to Texas State after the freshman year. Still got love from Grambling, they said, but don't regret it. Mine is less about the transfer specifically. Actually, it probably is a transfer because obviously I started my college career at Kansas State University. It's why I can't get rid of them jokers for my life. But then I came back home, and the reason why I went there in the first place is because I wanted to be an architect. Mm-hmm. I decided in seventh grade mm-hmm. I was going to be an architect. I liked drawing. I liked math. Kind of fused those together.
You wanted to do
We're
the,
in
new,
a good place.
The new Guggenheim edition.
I wanted to do that. And obviously for my Nigerians out there, my middle name is Bankole, which means my child will build a house for me. So it felt like, oh, there's all these things here. But when I transferred, I went to UT Arlington here in the state of Texas to bring it back in state because out-of-state mm-hmm. tuition is a monster. And I realized that, oh, man, I'm stagnating for other reasons that we can get to at another time. And the change of scenery was from that building, the architecture building, to the broadcast
building. How about that?
Because mm-hmm. I never considered that I would actually go into media.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought I just decided I was going to be an architect, even though I always got talks too much on my report cards. But as soon as I got in, it clicked. Like, it just felt right. And I felt like I was advancing. And lo and behold, you know, one thing comes to another, and I'm sitting next to John Lopez.
How about that?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, mine's is kind of similar to Reggie's, but mine's kind of great value version of it. So y'all know my history, how I got down here and all that stuff. But this is the prequel to that part.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was working a job. I used to work with mentally disabled adults in the homes and stuff, like in the group homes.
Important job too.
Yeah. But unfortunately, they was only paying like $8 an hour.
Oh, no.
So I was struggling in that area first off, and I had no real education, anything. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, who's a mail carrier, she was like, I could try to get you in the post office. So I'm like, cool. I'll be making $19 an hour. And, you know, I was damn near spending my money before I even got the job. I took the test and all that stuff and failed it.
Oh, wow.
I took the, it was the driving test.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why I failed. And come to find out, I had points on my license.
Okay.
Oh. Which,
so at that point, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was rapping and all that stuff. I knew that's what I wanted to do, music, but I just didn't know how to make it a career.
Yeah.
And somebody told me about Ohio Center for Broadcasting at the time. I think it's called Ohio Media School.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't know nothing about radio. I was just going there. Just to try to get
to learn
my music.
The industry, yeah.
Not even just trying to get to a radio station to intern to the hip hop station and try to play my music.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in. I'm like, wow, I didn't know it was a whole media thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to the radio and stuff like that, but I had no idea I could potentially get in that same field.
That's crazy. That's a great story.
And so,
and now you're the star of the midday show. That's crazy, man.
So if I didn't fail that driving test, I would still to this day, because I'm good with keeping jobs.
Yeah,
I would still be a mail carrier.
That's nuts. We got some really good ones coming in. Back in the day, I got in one little fight, and then my mom got scared, sent me to live with my aunt and uncle in Bel Air, changed my life forever.
Shout out to Will Smith. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, in Bel Air. And that's Rob. Rob also said he was completely burnt out.
That got to be a joke, right?
Lopez didn't get it.
I got it. I was like,
you were reading that like you didn't get it at all.
I got it. Yeah, from Philadelphia. Anyway, he said he was making $100,000 a year, burned out, went back to school to get a degree in molecular biology.
Never been happier. No, yeah. Like this, it's incredible how sometimes one decision can make you change. Somebody said that they worked in law enforcement, enforcement nights. Family was kind of falling apart, marriage to falling apart, changed careers to like a land development firm, and now everything's together. Like sometimes something simple like that could change your life, and you guys believe that that's what's going to happen for Mac Jones. Honestly, I want it for him. He seems like he's a pretty good dude.
On him big time.
I'm not. I think he was fantastic.
Mike Jones, yeah. Man.
I'm not going to lie about what I think about his play just because I like him as a dude. I'm not going to lie about it.
Shout out to
Jacksonville's own Mac Jones. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're about to go around the NFL, including an interesting thing that seems to be taking hold in the NFL, especially now that we have a quarter of the season. Plus, we get joined by B. Scott for the hour. Let's have more fun on a Football Friday next on Sports Radio 610.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.